Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Menachais, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Hapar ve'elem ve'hakvasim ve'hasoyer, einon ma'akvin as halechem. Okay, so as we have learned many times, there is the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. Along with the Shtei Alechem comes one bull, two rams, seven lambs. They are carbon oilois, and one goat is a carbon chatas. In addition, you have the two kifsei atzeres, they're the two lambs, and they are only carbon shlamim, that is both kachay kadashim, and a carbon tzibur. Now, in our Mishnah, we're going to learn whether these karbonis can be brought without the shtei alechem, or can the shtei alechem be brought without them. Zakh the Mishnah, once again, perik dalet, Mishnah gimel, hapar, the bull, the elem, the rams, Akvasim, and the lambs that are brought as carbon oilis, v'hasoyer, and the goat that's a carbon chatas. And this is supposed to be what's brought along with the shtei alechem. Sak the Mishnah, but einon ma'akvin es alechem. The shtei alechem without the karbonis is still kosher. V'le alechem ma'akvan. And if I don't have the shtei alechem, these karbonis are kosher, the oila and the carbon chatas. Aye, they're supposed to be brought together. L'chatchila, but l'maisa, one is not mak of the other. So if one year there's a shtei lechem without karbonis, the shtei lechem is still good. However, the two lambs that are brought as a carbon shlamim, the shalmei tzibur, that is much more connected to the shtei lechem. Halechem ma'akev es hakvasim. There has to be tenufa, you have to wave it together with the lechem, and the bread is necessary for these shlamim. No bread, no shlamim. Although the hakvasim ain't a makvin as alechem. But the shlom doesn't have to be there for the bread. In other words, if we don't have the shtei alechem, you can't bring the shlom, the shalmei tzibur. But if we don't have the shlom, you can still bring the shtei alechem. Divi Rabbi Akiva. Amar Shimon ben Anas. Shimon ben Anas says, loiki. No, it's not necessarily the case. Rather, the other way around. Hakvasim makvin as alechem. The shlomim, the shalmei tzibur, are needed for the bread. But v'alechem in ma'akev es hakvasim, you don't need the bread for the shlamim. In other words, the shtei alechem can't be brought without the shlamim, according to Shimon ben Anas, but the shlamim can be brought without the shtei alechem. And I'll prove it to you. Shekein matzinu, this is what we find. Kishal Yisrael b'midbar, when the Yidden were in the midbar, Arbayim Shana for 40 years. Karvu chivasim, they were makrev chivasim b'lai lechem. There was no shtei alechem. Came Shavuos, they didn't brought the shlamim. How do we know they didn't bring the shtei alechem? Because they had no bread. They just had man, says the Bat Tanura. So you see that the shalmei tzibur can be brought even without the shtei alechem. So Avkan, here too in the Beis HaMikdash, even though we do have bread, but yikrevu kvasim b'lei lechem, it could be brought without the bread. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said, let's not get confused, this is the Tana Rabbi Shimon, who's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The sheet that we just learned before was the sheet of Shimon ben Anas. Amar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon said, Halacha k'divrei ben Anas. The halacha is like Shimon ben Anas, that you can bring the shalmei tzibur without the shtei alechem, aval ein atam k'dvar, but not for the reason that he says. He says they were makriv, the shalmei tzibur in the midbar? Rav Shimon disagrees. And here's the rule. Here's the rule of what they were makriv in the midbar. Shakala amar b'chumash ha-pekudim, whatever karbanis, are in Chumash Bamidbar. For example, all the Musafs in Parashas Pinchas, Karav Bamidbar, that they were Makriv in the Midbar. But what does the Torah tell us about the Shalmei Tzibur? Not in Bamidbar. The Torah tells us about the Shalmei Tzibur on Shavuos in Parashas Emor, in Vayikra, that's called Teres Kayanim. Vayikra is called Teres Kayanim. The Chala Amr B'Teres Kayanim, continues Rav Shimon, all the Karbanis that are mentioned in Vayikra, Loi Karav Bamidbar, they were not Makriv in the Midbar. Mishabola Aretz. Once the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, Karvu Eilu Ve'Eilu. Then they did both. The Musaf Karbanis that are brought down in Bamidbar, in Chumash Bamidbar, and the other Karbanis mentioned in Vayikra. So what's Shimon ben Anas' whole proof? That you can bring the Shalmei Tzibur without the Shtei Lechem, because that's what they did in the Midbar. They must have brought the Shalmei Tzibur and they had no Lechem, they only had Man. They didn't bring it in the Midbar. The only Karbanis brought in the Midbar were the ones mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, not in Vayikra. But, remember, Rav Shimon says, I agree was Shimon ben Anas, that you could bring the kvasim without the shtei alecha, but not for that reason. So what is the reason? So taka mnema ani oimer, what's the reason that I take a paskin like him, that yikrivu kvasim b'le lechem, you could bring the shalmei tzibur on shvuas even without the lechem? The reason is shehakvasim matirin es atzman b'loy lechem. But lechem b'loy kvasim ain li miyatirenu. Let's explain. I bring the shalmei tzibur. What makes the shlamim mutter? When you put the blood on the mizbech, that permits them to be eaten. The kohanim can eat it. Does the bread have anything to do with that? The shtei lechem? Is the shtei lechem a factor in allowing the shalmei tzibur to be eaten? And the answer is no. So the shalmei tzibur don't need the bread to help them become mutter. So memela, it's a svara to say that can be brought without the shtei lechem. On the other hand, lechem b'loy kvasim ein li miyatireno. Bread without the lambs, I have nothing to make it mutter. The lechem, the shtei lechem, don't become mutter biachila. The kehanim can't eat it until you makriv the kvasim. So if I have no kvasim, then it makes sense to say, I have no shtei lechem, says Rav Shimon. Okay, chazring over, perik dalet mishnah gimel. The mishnah begins, in regard to the karbonis and shvuas, there's a whole set of karbonis besides the shalmei tzibur. There are oilis and achatas that come along with the shtei lechem, the par, the elam, the kvasim, and the soyer. The par, the elam, and the kvasim are the oil, the soyer is the chatas, but even though it officially comes along with the lechem, you bring them even without the lechem, and you bring the lechem even without these karbonis. No one disagrees. Here's where the machlokes starts. The sides of the chatas and the oil that comes along with the shtei lechem, they have no direct effect on each other, even though officially they come together. And for sure, the karbonis that come from musaf have no direct effect on it. But let's look at something which is much more connected. The shtei lechem and the shalmei tzibur. The two lambs that come as a karbon shlamim. Rabbi Kiva holds, the lechem is ma'akev l'shlamim. If you didn't bring the shtei lechem, you cannot bring the kivsei shlamim. But the lambs of the shlamim are not ma'akev the lechem. If you can't find any kvasim for a karbon shlamim, you still bring the shtei lechem. Azai halt Rabbi Akiva. Shimon ben Anas says the other way around. The kvasim are ma'akev nes halechem. If you can't find any kvasim, then there's no shtei lechem. But if you can't find any shtei lechem, you still ma'akev the kvasim. Proof, says Shimon ben Anas. What did the Yidden do in the Midbar? The 40 years. They had no shtei lechem. They had no bread. They just had man. But they were ma'akev the shalmei tzibur. So you see, the shalmei tzibur comes without lechem. So even later on, even when they're out of the Midbar, you can still bring kvasim without the lechem. Rav Shimon says, I agree. You can bring the kvasim without the lechem, but not for that reason. You're saying they were makriv of the shalmei tzibur in the Midbar? So Rav Akiva, I disagree. Because the rule is the karbanis that are mentioned in Pashas Pinchas, they brought in the Midbar. Karbanis that are mentioned in Teres Kehanim, that means Vayikra, like the shlamim on Shavuos, which is mentioned in Emor, they did not bring in the Midbar. But I still agree with you. You can bring the kvasim b'lei lechem, but for a totally different reason. That's because the kvasim become mutter, and you fill the dam on the mizbech. But the shtei lechem, what makes them mutter? Only the kvasim. If there's no kvasim, says Rav Shimon, you don't have the shtei lechem. You know, the Velt says of art, when Pinchas is home, everyone cries. When Pinchas is away, everyone's happy. What does that mean? If your name is Pinchas, we don't mean you. When we read Parshas Pinchas, when it's Parshas Pinchas, it's the Bein HaMetzarim. So it's the 3 weeks. Then we're sad because it's the 3 weeks, even though Shabbos is not supposed to be so sad, but it's still the 3 weeks. But all the other Yamim Taivim throughout the year, when we're so happy, we read Haftarah from Parshas Pinchas. Because that's where we have the Karbanais from all Musaf. So when Parshas Pinchas is at home, we're sad. Until Mashiach is going to come, then we're going to be happy. But right now we're sad. When Pashas Pinchas is a guest, by the Yom Tovim, then we're happy.